where you breathe the bouncer's cigarette smoke and all the exhalations from the crowd lined up right outside, unmasked and trying to get into the club super spreader.
You guys can help yourself to as much pizza as you want, okay?
Well, I'm not serving you anymore. That is most generous.
We'll eat Rob's.
I'm generous to share, but not generous to serve.
Got ya.
Yeah, we're going to eat K-Rob's pieces. I'm eating K-Rob's pieces now.
Okay, good. I'm glad he's not listening. We can say anything about him now.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
I'm just happy he's alive. That's all.
Ask if you have a jar of some kind so I can give you some of that Laytonville special that you like.
I can add it to my existing jar. I have, like, a pinch left.
Well, let me see it, and I'll just put it in there.
This is how we do things out here in the West.
That's right.
Come on down and get a pinch in the jar.
If only I could see a little better. I'm doing all right. I'm putting large...
Just fill it to the rim, baby.
Yeah. And then I was going to prepare some for myself because I...
It's legal now. It's legal to do show.
Eagle-eyed Flegal.
Legalized show. Legalized Relivio.
One kind of show puts you to sleep, and one kind of show wakes you up.
And the show your mother tells you to watch, doesn't do anything at all?
My family still wants to listen, and I'm like, sure. It doesn't really work that way.
Really? Well, who
here's
knows
her that? Family looking at the show now.
They could be most entertained.
Yeah, I don't recommend that people listen to it.
That's how I feel about this. Everyone's
me too.
Can I? I'm like, no. If you have to ask, then no. If you're there and it all works out, that's totally fine.
My dream audience for the KPFA show has always been people on Highway 5 and they at 4 in the morning and they accidentally find this.
Mm-hmm.
And like four people in the car go, you know, get some music. And the one guy is going, no, wait. I want to see where they go with this.
Exactly.
There it goes. And if you didn't see it, then you can't.
Exactly. What happens on the radio stays on the radio.
But it's a mass medium.
But it's the most intimate mass medium. And the intimacy fools you into thinking that I'm speaking just to you.
Well, that's why you got to be careful about what beans you spill on the radio.
Back to the inception of this conversation before you got here about us talking about things and then years later, moments later, going, oh no, I didn't. Well, you know, and you wonder.
Because really
the thing
it?
Is, message sent is never message received with humans, ever. So you don't know what people are going to do with the information you just sent out there. And by being crazy on the show, I think it ensures us against any misunderstanding because, oh, that's just show. It's not real.
And they never did find that body.
It's not funny. It's
and,
weird.
And the bank also, they think they've given up looking for the money.
Don't forget about the meth lab.
It's weird.
The meth head is dead.
I'm still searching for the meth lab in my house.
Searching for
I have
a patch
it hidden away in
meth,
the basement. Pretty
so
well.
Am I.
Oh, it's yours.
Yeah. You smell that sickly sweet smell of LSD down there.
Must be behind that curtain.
It almost crossed my mind. I smoke one.
There's also that weird black hole phenomenon downstairs.
Oh, really?
Things keep popping up.
The old black hole, eh?
It started when Josh the Orange Boxman was here.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
or really? Just after he left, actually. He was like, I gotta go. I'm gonna leave some stuff behind. And then he left, and I opened the door, and I was like, oh, well, he left a black hole. All right. And I could either, like, throw the rest of his things in the black hole and be done with it, or I could keep some of the things. So I threw some in the black hole that I didn't really need, and the things that were, you know, useful I kept.
You had a right to do it.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Isn't there a scene of people singing and dancing?
I can't remember. It's been, you know, all the drugs, the war, the
all
conversations.
The drugs we've done here tonight.
Yeah.
The black hole we went to and back tonight.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And on the first, the Southwest
and
Hour.
And it was a rocking good time.
And and just as we did, the on my right side of the corner of my eye, I saw Batman and Robin landing next to me. And it scared me for a fraction of a second.
Well, that would scare me.
Yeah, I was really like, whoa.
I'm scared now.
And I turned to my right, and it was two guys that had base jumped from the top of the tower.
In Batman and Robin suits?
No, they didn't. Unfortunately, I was just, that's the only thing my mind would construct out of the situation was.
Oh, Central Services.
Yeah, Stark and Central Services guy just parachuted in. And we were all laughing because they were gathering up their chutes. And we thought you guys were the cops, you know. That they thought that we were a squad of cops that had seen them. But somehow they'd gone up the same tower as we were coming down, and neither party saw each other.
That's right, bud. Let's go. No, I wanted to be there, but it just looked worse and worse. And
oh yeah, I agree. It was that's a bad call to go breathe in the young people.
Because you know they'll be the ones who are defying the edict. Nobody can tell them not to do it. So
I forget what I play. I put in here.
I play old 60s instrumental. But I don't announce them and say that was Long Gone Tom with his blue jeans on by the Marshmallow Man.
And everybody recognized this. This is actually from the Dirty Dozen soundtrack. Not anymore, though.
It's so strange because it shows all these Nazis having a good time playing the piano and laughing, and then they're killed and poisoned by the Dirty Dozen after their jolly piano play. It was no JoJo Dancer. No. I mean, JoJo Rabbit.
JoJo Dancer. That's a fantastically wonderful movie and should be seen by everybody.
Yeah.
I really liked it. It shocked me. But I expected that from that Watiki guy. Many years ago, I watched his first movie called Two Cars, One Night, which I highly recommend. 22 minutes. It's probably somewhere out there for free. I got it in a video video magazine, and it's pretty wonderful. A little girl and two little boys in a parking lot while their parents are in it's not a reservation, it's a Maori place, but it's a New Zealand indigenous folks place, and it's Watiki said he spent a lot of his childhood doing that. The parents would go in, smoke a joint, go gambling, come out and wave to the kids, go back in. There was no crime. So it's just this little girl and these two little guys, and they interact. It's just, and in JoJo Rabbit, I would say that the same dynamic between, if you've seen the movie, there's a young woman and a little Hitler guy at the beginning. And it's the exact same dynamic and in a way the same movie.
Well, our kid goes to little Hitler camp, but she's actually in the resistance.
Yep. And, And in the book, they're meaner even, but yeah, he was, I just think, just the idea of going into to spin this thing to some executives and say, okay, we got Hitler and a little kid.
And they call him the rabbit because he won't kill a rabbit, which they insist he do.
Yeah. Which is, by the way, part of the ritual for joining a number of special forces in other countries. You raise a puppy during your whatever, however many months, and then you kill the puppy at the end of graduation.
She left.
I'm cutting my... Hey. I'm going to cut my connection to the listeners right now.
Have you seen those little one-handed chainsaws that appeared for Christmas?
No.
No.
They're real?
Yes, you can hold one in your fist and you know, it's got a chainsaw motor. You can do chainsaw-like cutting, and it's like an extension of one hand.
Right.
Such fun to find it under the Christmas tree.
You accidentally turned on and cut down the tree.
Down comes the Christmas tree. Down come the stockings. No, wait.
All the presents.
The banisters. Oh, no, there they go.
There's like a puppy in one of the boxes. No!
This is a terrible picture that you paint. Poor, pokey little puppy. It was just too pokey to get out of the way. what can we do? Well, I didn't get any chainsaw for Christmas.
Me neither. I'm pissed. All I got was, what did I get?
Chainsaw.
Cookies.
Oh, cookies. Hand them over.
Cookies are good.
I might have to send you guys home with cookies, actually.
Cookies.
I couldn't bring them up here because they're too crummy. And I don't eat cookies. So.
You don't? Well,
everybody
I
gets a
to.
Box of cookies.
What kind of cookies are they?
All kinds.
All kinds?
There's a list.
Wow.
My cousin sent
short
like
print.
A little index card. I'm staying away from the black hole downstairs. It's super scary.
What's down there? Oh, the black hole.
Yes.
But not the black widow.
No, it's the black hole. Yeah. Sucking black up the basement and
suck
such.
You right into another dimension.
You guys be quiet. I'm watching Black Holes, a Disney movie. Come on.
I think Doug's room those is actually robots. A black hole of all of his stuff, like swirling around. And then it's when just, he goes in, you just have to like dive for the bed.
When
like,
my mom comes down, thing. I cover it up with black hole posters from Disney movies.
Mom, I'm fine. Stop checking on me.
Disney production.
Mom's knocking again. Fine. Like, what's the sound of a black hole? It's probably nothing. It's like silence.
Your conscience is a grasshopper. Well, listen here. You do better to pay attention to your grasshopper. I mean, your conscience. Sorry, Charlie. Yeah, screwball in the corner pocket.
Are you shopping sharks on the 7th? It's munching time.
And he knocks poor Jiminy Cricket into the corner pocket. That's too bad. I guess Worldwide Computer got him after all.
Exactly, because they figured out they could grab that name. It wasn't copyrighted by anybody, and it still can't be copyrighted, so.
K-Rob glued my favorite tape to the console.
But what about all this kosher bullshit stuff? Oh, well, no one cares about what that means, I suppose.
I'm taking over. Oh, wait, I'm K-Rob.
Well, I must have left some of my gear at home.
What are we missing? That's do you need something?
No, I need nothing. I just usually bring 3 tubes and I have only one. Okay, kids, calm
two
down.
Two here, I think. And I think I lost one last time.
I was going to clean it up, but the one I have is clean already. So
one right here, if anyone...
Right here, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, I mean, we could.
Whatever works for you.
I could clean it up.
Mine's clean, except for the black.
Except for the black scut around the edge.
You can't taste it.
But your lungs know. So, how many lobes total do you have in your lungs?
Wait, what? Is that what these are called?
Well, I got that question the other day. And they were asking, they were trying to catch me short by that tricky human anatomy question. You see, one of your lungs has, I think, 3, and the other has only 2.
It's we're not aliens.
It's a strange imbalance there.
I don't believe it.
You mean alien space monsters have got equal lungs and humans have lopsided lungs?
The opposite.
Well, I don't know. Maybe.
Humans are very symmetrical unless we're broken.
Yeah, but the lungs are a curious case. Which they are a bilaterally symmetrical structure, but the symmetry breaks down in that one has 2 lobes and one has 3.
Tell me it's not true.
And when you have COVID, the whole thing turns into a horrible sucking blob of glup, and then you die.
If my music gets annoying, let me know. I can always turn myself down.
We're having the Hootenanny / Love-In here.
I have so much candy because I'm K-Rob.
Candy. Yum, yum. Eat them
I also
up.
Have Fernet, but I'm not sharing.
Wow. K-Rob, you're getting into all his supply over there. Fernet and candy.
So Fernet is also glued to the board.
If we wanted to, we could do a K-Rob moment.
Well, everything's glued to the board.
That's better than being glued to the tube.
The Fernet's glued.
Except for two little
things. The violent femmes tape is glued. The Star Wars characters
are glued. You darn kids are glued to the tube.
Wait, is that working?
Don't sit so close.
These candies are not glued. So I think
you're
okay.
You'll ruin your eyes.
They're not glued.
I'm glad K-Rob's not listening.
We're eating all his candy. Oh, wait, I am K-Rob. I forgot. Forgetting.
Unleash your inner K-Rob.
I'm wearing pajamas in honor of K-Rob. I wear pajamas every week.
I wear them all the time.
In honor of myself. Okay.
But don't let it fall out.
Years of intensive repair shop analysis, and you should settle for nothing less than the best stereo therapist money can buy.
I hear you. Who is going to buy it, though? And you need room to set up your giant supersonic woofer tweeter stereo.
Stereo systems, human beings, can be out of balance.
We've got speakers that reach from the floor to the ceiling when you're not looking. Disarm the computer now. We'll be right with you as soon as we make some in-studio adjustments here on Relodia. One style fits all. You can just bend it and read it and put it in the car and kick it around. And Kona, you don't have that.
I have the energy.
You should.
Do you have Kona, Monarch of Monster Isle?
BRB.
You
yeah,
do?
That's the girl, man. Oh.
I really want to get the Kona ones, but... Kona that is sort of like Tarzan, and he rules a prehistoric dinosaur-infested jungle,
I've read
which
that
is
one. I liked it.
It's under the Arctic ice cap. But that's the setup for the story, and then into that they introduce bizarre variations. Like in one of them, that land is invaded by a cute kitty cat the size of a whale, you know, that does tremendous damage, and it's realistically drawn. You know, it's just this giant cat trampling the dinosaurs and knocking down mountains and things. Somebody was really thinking outside the box when they wrote that one. Steve Buscemi played Nikita Khrushchev in The Death of Stalin.
Wow. That sounds like more fun than fighting fire. That's DJ Pussycat's face. You see the eyes and the cat nose and the hair hat.
Thank you. MJ's eyeball, eyelashes, iris, and whatever else.
My iris eyes are smiling.
Not creepy. Hey, Hal, can you test your mic again? Because I can hear you in the room, but not...
Am I here now? Yeah, my lips were not near it.
Yeah, these mics are very directional. The only way you can... It's like a straight little beam coming out. If you're anywhere near the sides, they're made for a studio, so the sound only goes directly in.
Just for the front.
Yeah.
Right here.
That little tube right there, little area right there. Yeah. So you don't get a distracting side sound.
I
like the mics I have.
You can't hear me. I can hear you. There's a different at where? The house?
No, I just like the mics I have.
Oh, okay.
That's your favorite friend said that.
You mean the ones we stole?
Yeah.
That's probably why I don't remember most of it, because it didn't happen.
It's just happening, man. It's just not happening.
Never happened.
Ever.
Your
ever,
childhood is a complete lie.
Josie and the Pussycats and the Hostess Fruit Punch.
Is it always them with the...
Yeah, it was the coolest band ever, the Hostess Fruit Punch.
The Holy Static. And the beautiful two-headed Connie.
The whales for Bob. Good morning.
In the basement of the nasty Smith building.
Get our frog.
Yes, we came to speak to Benedict and Caboose about five more. We can't get them to stop. Yes, I've got to get out of Dog's Town.
This building. Got no water, just a pamphlet.
No water, just a pamphlet.
Hit that rock with it.
I know you're
hit that rock with that pamphlet
now.
And watch the waters of wisdom of Bob Dobbs flow forth.
Nobody can get their car started in the parking lot of Dobbs. No, you lock your keys and tie the trunk every time, and the radio never comes on.
It works better if you plug it in.
Somehow, you always get towed away.
And I hate all the daytime. Boy, it hurts so bad at night.
It's when they try to tell you what is really happening.
They fall right
down
to their
feet. No way people can understand how wicked he's been. Said the wicked shall be turned into fish.
Someone give this listener some slack. I don't think we can quite
get the wrong right. And they'll have the wrong connections and so.
Yes, in the shopping malls, in the city.
The only right mind is the mind of Christ. And the only right written word, as far as I'm concerned, is just the Bible, not the...
Yes, and the listener doesn't even get any slack. Yes, this is from the latest album of Doctors for Obscene Contests. God, you take your pill and shut up, boy.
Parking lot of dogs. Property tax.
Parking lot of dogs.
No, I can roll the window.
Let the walk the way. No, the heater doesn't work. All the cars are in this wrong spaces.
The caller is trying to
cross the collar.
Collar.
And the starvation within the next 2 weeks.
Yes, I think we have President Johnson on the line. President, are you there? Ex-president?
Everything here is long and boring.
Everything here is long and boring?
The magazines are all 2 years old.
Your brakes need relining in the parking
military.
It's all so scary in the parking.
Every jet would be grounded. There'd be no light.
You'd wish that you had a easy move in the parking lot. Are you scared now in the parking lot of dogs? Does it work now in the parking lot of dogs? Yes. Will we ever shut up in the parking lot of dogs? Or will we keep talking all night, all day, and all morning? And never saying quite anything. And never really expressing how wonderful it is to be a subgenius. I mean, if you think that we're happy, you should see the guys that are high in the pay scale of the church. The tips of their nuclear tongues every time they take the stage with their stupid anti-music combos, why, they make millions of dollars.
And here's a slide of that very thing right now. Why, here is the lowerarchy, as you can see on this slide, of exactly what's happening.
Yes, and Dr. Stang presiding over
all the dogs here,
the mediocritins,
and all of the gabrograms on this.
Yes, this Church time, of the Subgenius probably has a higher ratio of
like
people named Doug
all
as
you
members than almost
church.
Any other religious organization in the Western Hemisphere.
Whatever you want to do, you can do it. And join with us here at the church. And
be miserable like us. And be on the radio. And have your own radio station.
You want to talk about that.
And have your own DJ. Who sits up at night thinking of ways to not call you and not wake you up in the morning to be on the radio. Yes?
There's
dozens and dozens of subgenius accessories, thousands of industrial brand religions, but this is the finest. And we have someone here that would like to ask a question.
Yes, right.
Speak up, please.
I don't think you're ready to accept the way I feel about you.
That's news to me.
Yeah, well, it's news to
one
me
of
too.
The strong, yeah. Silent types.
I feel like I'm.
Yes.
Why?
It's a live one tonight. All the tape recorders are hot on the phone lines.
Yeah.
Say yeah.
Your tape recorder, that machine is alive.
Yes, yeah, send $3,000 to radio station KPFA, and we'll send you an entire case of unused tape.
The first step is to record sound.
Right. Right, but the second step is to send the money.
I know very well what you're talking about.
Well, yes, you're on the air.
The small sounds of your best friend.
Well, then I don't know what you want me to say.
You're on the air?
I mean, every time I try to talk to you, you won't listen to me.
I said you're on the air. Now, listener, we can't... Whoever
every
this
time
is
we try
calling
to talk
in...
To you,
and,
you don't say anything.
Isn't that sweet?
Oh, no.
The listener is asleep, and his cat's dialing the phone.
And in the back,
here he is again on line 16.
You can
you're
see
on the air,
marching to the caller.
You know, you're really making my day, Dora.
Ah, yes, the frozen static of the Arctic wasteland.
Yes, and it's, as it happens,
these things always
pathos succeed.
You can still hear us, and you can see the Subdini Army repairman. Now march into your home, try to repair your phone.
848-6767-848-4425.
Yes, and if you aren't listening, like we aren't being funny, then you are in as much trouble as we are.
And you never know.
That would be quite impossible.
But who knows and why?
I'm attempting to correct
the shadow.
Yes, we're not even sure that this radio station is operating right now. We can't hear ourselves. We can't even see ourselves. And you're the only connection we have with reality. So if you can call us
feedback,
and tell
us
what we're doing, then we'll be ready to carry on into the later hours of the afternoon. And we'll have Bob and... excuse me.
We don't want to talk about that. Hello.
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 It's you guys. Oh, you're back.
Yeah, we're here.
Okay. Yeah, we're all here.
Yeah. Okay. Well, gather around, hold hands now, and get ready. Time to ramp.
Are you okay? You guys are back, right?
We're ready for the launchings.
We've got the head right here. The head.
Okay. Yeah, I'm working with the volcano god over on this end. You can hear him.
Yes. Well, we'll take ours. Well done. Really. Okay. No, hold the mayonnaise.
Okay. Well,
if we can get the alkali
to the crater.
The crater.
Well, they're sacrificing this weekend.
Yes, we're always sacrificing ourselves. The heads fly, as they say, you know.
They're the
cocks and heads fly.
Ancient lost civilization of Aztecs. You can see them over here. They're carrying the anti-virgin to the huge volcanic pipe and throwing him in. Surrounded by little heads. Well,
see, how do you guys get these films to be so clear that we can see them right here in the studio? And what about formerly?
Zandy, tell them what's going on.
Yeah, well, we know Zandy's the cameraman, but who's the clown?
It's President Zandy.
It's about the Super Panda Bears.
Okay, yes. Good morning, President
Zandy.
That's
exactly right, the Super Panda Bears.
Well, can you put the Pope on the line?
That was the president just there. I hold on just a second. Let me see if I can get the Pope.
Okay,
Pope, can you tell him hello?
Hello, Pope.
We're going to be able to get out of the Pope, I think.
Okay.
She's pretty involved in the ceremonies down there.
Well, are the doctors still awake, or have they gone unconscious?
The doctors are with the anesthesiologist now, trying to go to sleep. I think there is some problem in the supply. They did manage to reconnect the head long enough to get the that putt.
Is the patient eating?
Pardon me?
Is the patient eating again yet?
The patient is he can't swallow. If he swallows, it just comes out the neck.
Could you tell us exactly
rankled?
How far the book of the subgenius has progressed and what people can expect at this point as they
have
enter the games this year?
Yes, and can you have the psychic plumbers come out here and repair these clogged
pipes?
Yes,
in the background, we're watching the film of the subgenius players entering the arena.
Send
us some more material, too, would you?
Oh, the material?
Yeah, we could use some more material.
Okay, I didn't know you wanted to talk about that over the phone lines, but that's okay. You know who's listening.
Yes, well,
twist my ear.
We're at the mobile unit right now. We're sitting in the parking lot of Dobbs. We're down here at the Smith Building. We're expecting to go up and talk to our attorneys, Bendick and Gabofram. We were wondering...
You're at the Dobbs house?
No, we're not eating at the Dobbs house for breakfast this morning. I said we're at the parking lot of Dobbs.
The one with the Jensen Interceptor.
Right.
We're down here by the Smith Building collecting votes.
Have they moved the jets out of there yet?
Yes, it's fine now.
In fact, there's nothing here. There's a giant hole where
mirror varnishings of reality.
Remember the guy that used to stand in the lot and collect the slack?
Yeah, oh, right, yeah, the pill magic.
Yeah, well, there's nothing left of him except his shoes and...
Well, that's a little too, too much
weight
slack.
Of his doubts.
Yeah, everything's really kind of burnt, and crispy. It's really pretty,
Yeah, well, that slack abuse, I mean, you take that risk when you enter the world of slack.
You're subject to the xerography.
I mean, I get burned every time.
In case our callers are really wondering, we're talking to Dallas, Texas, and if you have any questions for one of the original subdeans...
Well, are the lies still being manufactured? We're concerned about that.
Yes, well, the Lies Foundation has been temporarily closed down due to lack of material.
Okay. Well,
the foundation actually still exists in legality. However, now there's more employees than there are checks. And
here come the trainloads.
That was always true. Well, when it was the other way around, the employees were used as money.
They were traded with the Subgenius Foundation at one point. They still use the live people here for canceled.
That's where we got the little robot Jizai.
Yes, the little fighting robots.
Yeah, the ones where the batteries leak.
Nice.
They were cute. I mean, they were really cute. They moved. They moved in the store.
You know that stuff can, if you get the batteries in your laundry, it can wreck everything.
Yeah, right.
Little stains.
Zip your stays.
Yeah, but it cures some skin conditions, from what I understand.
Well, do you have any questions for the doctors?
Well, I wanted to know if the operation was a success.
What, your tail?
Yes.
The tail operation?
Did they manage to get the bullet out of Wellman's head?
Yes, but not the wax out of his third ear.
Right. That stuff's precious. Chinese
save that.
The Uber wax. Tremendously.
So how does KPFA come in out there in Dallas?
We're getting it loud and clear over here. The picture's not too good.
There aren't that many subscribers out there.
Huh?
There aren't that many subscribers out there.
Yeah, well, it's all the rich people in Dallas.
Yes,
the ones you see on TV. I mean, everybody sees each other on TV out here. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean,
things are getting pinker here every minute.
Oh, down there.
Bob and Gary Gabrofram and Unibrow himself.
Is that Unibrow back there?
Yes, it is. Hello,
yes,
good morning.
It's the brow.
Way in the background? Okay, because yes. I'm only getting the right channel.
I'm the big one.
Right, that can be repaired.
The half on the right there that's really huge. There we go. How about that?
Yeah. No, I got, as a matter of fact, I was listening to KPFA early this morning. You guys were on.
Right. Yeah.
24 o'clock here in Dallas.
Between 4:30 and 6 there in Dallas.
Right, that's the 24-hour show that we do.
Yeah, that was one with the two-headed Connie.
Right.
How
did
the guy
you like
lost
the interview with the two-headed Connie, by the way?
Uh-huh.
How did you like the interview? Connie,
okay, I only heard side two. Like I said, I only get the right channel right now.
Uh-huh. Well, then you got one head, right? You got some head. I mean, it wasn't no head for no head.
Well, I got half the interview.
Right.
There was some palliation.
There was head.
There certainly was.
Yes,
the
and we got pictures.
Kind of bloody. It's
good, because you can sell those.
For those listeners who aren't aware, we're listening to one of the real he-men of the Subgenius Church, Dr. Ivan Stang.
It gave me instant muscles overnight as soon as I wrote my first check to Bob. And now I
pay him all my bills.
Say his name. And my luck has really picked up.
Yes, this direct testimony from the
I got a better job.
Subgenius Castle.
Paid to listen to tapes all day.
Right above Daily Plaza.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been in a sweep at Daily Plaza.
Well, what can you tell the people in Berkeley that the best thing that Bob has done for you all week? Like, if there was one thing that was really outstanding, that you could tell the listeners in Berkeley, is something that might make them want to get a little slack and maybe get a pamphlet or something that would make them become subgenius.
Are you giving the children those tests in the background?
Yeah, Bob edited a chapter of Book of the Subgenius.
Wow, that was nice of him. That was awfully nice of him.
Set it on fire. He just burned up about 20 pages. They're gone forever, and it was meant to be. Also, he did something to the typesetting machine in Indiana, where the dancing cigarettes are causing people all sorts of health problems.
Oh. Yeah, we were kind of wondering what that flash of light on the horizon was. That was sort of like where
the
pipe and the typesetter first touched each other. Did you hear that sound there? In the background?
It's a subgenius storm coming up.
Whenever you hear that sound, it means you're on the radio, so say something.
Hasty generalization,
faulty analogy.
This is a real radio, by the way.
Right. We're really on the air here. It's not like last night where we were practicing and you got to play your banjo. You can't play the banjo now.
I had a real important... it was like the most important piece of news about Church of the Subgenius. I've forgotten it. I can't remember what it was. I had it stored up just for now, and it's gone. And we just lost it. So I guess the foundation here in Dallas is busted. We can't help.
Well, I think probably as your personality blurs in with the Overman, you'll have less memories of your
I have a mannequin Overman set up in the car now. It's sort of a mobile prop holder like the original Overman was. And we just keep it crammed full of prop, and that's how we get the material. We make sure the recording is going all the time with the echo.
Did you remember to break the tape recorders?
Uh-huh. And that was where he started singing about Tylenol.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I don't want no Arnold Palmer.
Yeah, right.
I don't want no Yakutizma.
Yeah, if you see... pills in your pancakes. That was me, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you wake up and, the joke's not funny, that's me.
Yeah, right. And, yeah.
If you go down to your bookstore and you find somebody that's not in the book of the subgenius, that's me.
Oh, I think the no, that's the fish. Hold it. There's the Pope has something to say here.
Yeah. Oh.
Hi.
Oh, hello, Pope. Yes. Can you send us some more of those decorations for our church?
Oh, the Pope. You're forgiven. She forgives everyone.
Well.
She's innocent, completely innocent.
I just hope I'm not forgotten, because we're here in our studio high above Berkeley.
Uh-oh.
Who's this?
Born-again believer.
It's sabotage.
Oh, that's right, yeah. That's right, God, okay.
It makes me so sad when I see these films about the previous days and all my pets.
Early church.
Yes, I'd like to know how I join and what I will get out of the church if I do join.
Slack.
Pardon?
Doug, can you hear that?
Eternal word.
Yes, listener,
me,
you can contact the Church of the Subgenius by writing directly to the Church of the Subgenius.
Yes, and what will happen to me? How will my life be changed if I do this?
Well,
I don't take these things lightly, you know.
Yes, your slack will increase tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll probably begin to pyroflatulate.
How about the charisma factor?
Well, we believe that the greatest charismatic element is the bloody head.
Oh, and, I see. That's very interesting.
And, though dead, it shall bleed forever.
Word of God. If you're a liberal... If
we can
your enemies.
Wake the uber brow up.
And exactly what do you want from the church?
I want to increase, definitely want to increase the charisma factor. That is what I'm most interested in at this time.
And then,
however, whatever other...
Well, you're very...
Yes, are you a normal woman or a monster girl?
Awards
Am
you.
I a normal woman or what?
A monster girl.
Harry Carew.
I'm a normal woman so far.
Oh, well, I'm kind of lonely. I was kind of wanting to meet some monster women. Do you know any good monster women?
Well, see, that's what I'm hoping that this will do, is help me that's what I've always wanted to be.
Right. After the opening of your third nostril, you won't have a thing to worry about.
I would imagine.
Oh, that's fantastic, because ever since I was a little girl, I always said, you know, all I want to be is a monster. You know, and oh my God!
What happened?
Yes. Is it the brow appearing there before you?
How does it feel?
My third eyebrow is just starting to come up right above the right center.
Oh, it's a miracle on the air.
I
tell you that this church on the radio doesn't do a thing for you, but we've got some
pressure glands on the radio right now.
Have my hand on the radio. Maybe that's what's helping. See? Yeah,
yes. True. Now put your cat on the radio.
Yes, Bob. Yes,
Bob. Oh. Now, look, the brow beating that you receive will probably be one of the best of your life.
Yes, the AccuBeating treatments really can help a lot.
Oh, that's wonderful. That is a miracle of the airwaves here.
Yes, well, thank you very much.
Don't forget to mail
to
that address.
Another tape recorder can happen like this here.
Oh.
In the free state of Berkeley.
Do you own a tape recorder?
Beep.
There. Did she? No, she didn't.
She owns a beat.
Beep.
Oh, she owns two beats.
She is a tape recorder.
Beep.
Turn the plug over, please.
Good morning.
You're on the air. Church of the Subgenius.
Get back from your phone, quick. Okay, turn the radio down.
Don't get confused now. Where are you?
Oh, there you are.
Scratcho.
You're sure cute. We're looking at the last caller.
Yes.
You can put your clothes on now, and we'll go to good morning.
Okay.
Hi. Is this Scratcho?
Am I on the air now?
Yes,
you're on the air.
Oh, I can't hear myself on the radio.
Yeah, that's good. That's
well,
a good
don't
thing.
Talk any louder, because
you'd be really frightened.
We can hear you fine, and...
You'd be really scared if you heard what you're saying.
The audience can hear you, but no one's called up and complained yet.
About 80% of the Berkeley audience can hear what you're thinking right now.
From here?
Yes, from right there. They can hear what you're thinking.
From here.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, what's your question, or were you just going to be pledging some money?
What deceptions would you care to play?
Yeah, I wondered... if I might be able to, I heard you last week, you know.
Yeah?
Oh, yes, that's where we had our guests.
And how did you like Connie, the two-headed woman?
The famous rattling of mobs.
I'm in love with her.
You're in love with her? She can be. If you'd like to invite her back, just state so, and we'll try to get her back in the next couple weeks.
Well, four beers, and I'm able to call, you know.
Excuse me? I didn't understand the transmission there from the craft. If you could,
somebody snatched the line.
Oh yeah, well,
we're in this acoustically stupid environment, and it's difficult to hear you sometimes.
I believe.
Yeah.
But I
guess. I just wondered if you could hear me all the way over here.
Yeah.
So
what?
We've got about 30 other callers lined up. So just kind of tell us what you want real quick, and let us get rid of you. But then, you know. I mean, we'll at least give you half an answer.
Yeah, right.
Watch your lies about your makeshiftness.
So spit up.
The giant goat.
What's the question?
The priests of Bob.
Over the city.
Right.
Yes, and the station carries a full line of products by Scub and Slub Company.
Yeah.
So you can see Jane standing here in front of the curtain.
Which
with her tiny Casio.
And which curtain would you like?
Do you like the anti-music?
Well, I like those, things you got there.
Yeah, so is the audience.
Okay, I'll put them away.
Very
now.
Appreciative.
Okay, bye.
Yes, well, what an amazing sight that was.
Yes, you're on the air.
Bam! Oh, well, you know, just another subject.
Blissful sound. Yes, the sadness.
Pleasantly warm.
Being separated from your pets in the heavens of the other religions just doesn't make it anymore.
This is Puzzling Evidence. Gary Gabrofram. And Bob Nelson. 90 minutes of Puzzling Evidence that will overwhelm your senses and underwhelm in your
wallet.
Erroneous earrings.
Yes, your wallet, the most sacred organ of the subgenius corpora.
Because,
yes, but do they listen?
Seeing people on the monitor at this hour of the morning is one of my favorite objectives. And yours,
yes,
too, I know. Because you were with us, and you are part of us now.
So
from your dollars,
we become a medium. And say goodnight to our tiny microphones in the darkness of the church.
The stench from your dollars will
keep the church producing.
Keep us afloat once again.
Soft white
for that we thank you.
Slowly drifting
the Havaprop Zipula.
The sacred hollow pills.
As Wotan pushes the ship away from the shore.
And the prisoners, one by one, are led to the
whenever in heaven. And the seventh
waiting restrooms.
We're so full of ourselves.
And something better takes its place.
And here, as we surrender.
Hey, come on, wake up.
Come on, caller. Hurry up.
This is your last chance until next Saturday morning at 4:30 a.m. when the subgenius people come and take what's a perfectly decent radio station and turn it into the worst inside joke of all time.
Well,
you had your chance. Can step to elevator A, please.
Yes.
Leave the station.
Those wishing to leave the radio station must line up and receive their sandwiches at the
door.
Let's all sing to Wotan next week, okay? Okay. Don't forget to send your money to KPFA to support every other program than this.
And remember, anti-music drives out the anti-bob. Support medical bands.
And medical music.
Buy the new album, Good Health, by Doctors for Wotan.
Body and mind.
Yes, body and mind. Two things you lose when you join the Church of the Subgenius. But our caller, queued up here, is finally revived. Have you woken up, caller?
Breathing deep.
That is known to be a powerful hallucination. I've forgotten the name of the mushroom, but it is...
I'm afraid we're experiencing some technical difficulty here.
But the fact remains that the solution is of psilocybe and honey, which will preserve it long. And
this show is supposed to be replaced by another superior product, however.
Maybe concoction, which they smeared.
Perhaps it's the caller on line number 3.
Hello, caller. Can you help us at this desperate hour?
Yes, can you get the new DJ here to stop us?
I have a question for Puzzling Evidence.
Yes.
Shoot, short question, please.
What happened to George de Morenschild? How did he die?
He died of a shotgun wound in a few days before he was supposed to testify to the committee on the assassinations. And it's supposed to be a suicide.
But he did refuse to join the church, remember that.
Right. Do you think it was really suicide?
I don't know too much other than he was found. I'm trying to find some stuff that he wrote. He was writing a book, apparently, and I don't know where that is. I don't think it's been published, but his wife is still alive, and maybe she has. And I'm trying to find out what happened to that and also talk to anybody who was involved before I form a real concrete opinion. I mean, yeah, I think the guy was involved in some scary games.
That's the way it is.
He wasn't supposed to talk about it, but I don't really know.
Now, that's the way my father wanted it, and that's the way...
I was just reading about Secret World of Lee Harvey Oswald, and an old Reader's Die.
Reader's Die, yes. The listeners will die soon.
I see.
Yeah, get their Bible. It's really good.
You two understand.
Well, we have time for one more caller here.
All right, thank you.
Yes.
Hi, callers are dead. Burned up.
Yes, what was necessary.
Amen.
Okay,
yes, you're on the air.
KPFA. What thou wilt shall be the whole of
the loophole.
Look at the monitor.
It's the Yakutizma
guy. Oh, Yakutizma calling in. Thanks. We got a stench lock on you now.
Yes.
Just what I needed.
We just want you to know that our people have the kind of strength and fortitude that we won't have to worry about your kind destroying our world. We're going to destroy our own world, and we just don't need a bit of help from your kind.
Thank you.
Yes, don't forget to worship Moe, Larry, and Curly this weekend.
Are you ready to travel with Berlitz?
Yes. And now we're closing in.
Yes.
No.
In the overtime period,
cracking down this pseudo-cabalistic formulae to the Akashic
nobody here.
Dimension.
We might as well just keep on talking to anybody
thereof, zoning in on
Norway.
You gotta
fill up the air.
Yes, we need one more caller to set an all-time record. There he is. Yes, you're on the air.
What does that mean?
Yes,
doctor. There's a little bit of truth left in everything they say. There's a little bit of truth left in everything I say.
Yes, and there's a little truth in this little room over here.
Over and over again.
There's a little truth in this little room over here.
There's a little bit of truth around over here, too.
I think I've got some truth over here.
Hey, there's not much room here, though.
We're here.
It's a little tight. Just me and the truth trapped in this tiny room together.
Welcome to another Dobbs hour and a half. And we are indeed spaced out.
And helpless.
Bob DeNelson, Gary Gabrofram, The Lies Foundation, and Puzzling Evidence bring you once again
tonight's theme. Use an accordion.
Go to jail.
Tonight's theme. In this use an accordion.
Go to jail.
Tonight's theme. In this use an accordion.
Go to jail. Yes, it's cold out here, but it's truthful.
And it's scary.
Part-time. And it's not free, so please send your money to KPFA so we can have...
So we can have a good time all night long spending your money on the air.
That's right. Here are the social and religious features which we would like to establish in any community in the world. Sacrifice, polygamy, philandry, morality equal to pleasure,
yes.
Honor religions, and debt-free economics. How will we get there?
Ask tiny Dr. Little Palmer. He can tell you.
Thank you, Dr. Palmer. And now...
I remember.
Now, we would like
I remember.
Doctor, are you there?
A long time ago.
Doctor, are you there?
A long time ago.
Doctor, are you there?
The horse got scared and ran away, and the barn burnt down.
Yes, but then what happened? And how did Dobbs help you out of this problem?
And don't
forget to call for the truth about the Dobbs religion, about Dobbs head, about Dobbs truth, about all this stupid Dobbs stuff.
Yes, the rant will continue until you call and stop us.
Yes,
the rant will continue until you call and stop us.
Yes, the rant will continue until you call and stop us.
Yes, the rant will continue until you call and stop us. The rant will continue until you call and stop us.
Yes,
so help us stop us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, let's go to the nice subgenius land where everything is very scary.
Here you hear Anita Bryant being burnt on a pile of flaming faggots.
Oh, yes. Oh, it's so beautiful, the light being thrown off of her tiny little body. And Dr. Palmer's...
All right, caller, we're almost ready to pull you in. Let's go to the caller.
Play any more music for anybody.
Okay, caller.
Until somebody calls and pledges some money so that our station does not have to go off the air.
Okay, caller.
Why should I bother to play records for you if you're not even willing to call up and pledge a couple of...
Okay, stop branding.
Stop eating? Okay.
Stop branding.
We'll stop. What do you have instead?
The rant's over. See you later.
Hey,
yes.
So what's the truth about the Dobb religion?
Well, first, it'll take all your money. Second, it's a lot of fun. Third, there's inner secrets.
What's the inner secret?
The inner secret comes from
you
the slack.
You have to pay your money.
And the love offering.
The inner secret comes from the slack.
You don't know the inner secrets of the Dobb religion.
The love offering.
The inner secret giving Bob.
You don't know the inner secrets of the Dobb
religion. Read your second stitch. Up to the rant started again, guys. Hey. You promised?
Yeah. La, la, la,
no more rant.
We'll be nice now.
Now, you have a question?
No, God. Yeah, how did it originate?
Well, there was this pamphlet.
And there was pamphlet before
Dobb,
time.
There wasn't a Dobb prophet?
Yes.
No, Dobbs was a salesman. And how did the church start, you mean?
That theory before.
He hired a few people to start the foundation in 1953. When he found out that he was getting too small for his hat and too big for his pipe.
Your service modules have returned for your due physical survival.
Oh, yeah, don't
you got that?
Don't confuse
where's
the
Dobb, anyway? Where'd he come from?
I just did. Where did Dobbs come from?
Question.
Oh, DC-9.
Anyone know?
About 8 this morning.
From? Question.
Oh, yes. DC-9. About 8 this morning.
Do we know where he is right now?
Oh, anyone know? About DC-9, about 8 this morning.
Got that?
I
hope all the listeners are taking notes tonight because these are things we can't just go over and over and over and over and over again. Because these are things we can't just go over and over and over and over and over.
Are there any of the inner secrets you can say on the air?
Yes, we can.
Are there any of the inner secrets you can say on the air?
Yes, there is.
What are some?
Go ahead. Tell
us. Well, one thing.
Carrie Thornley brought up.
Connie, Bob's wife. It's not her natural hair color. That's the first one.
How does Carrie Thornley figure in this?
He helped spread the confusion, as you can see here in this amazing church footage. He
is what it says about him in the Illuminati books, correct?
Yes. No, I'm sorry. I take that back because
he was
mad at Wilson because that it was not correct. Right. It was not correct in that apparently, I haven't read the Illuminati books in a long time, but he thought that the portrayal of him as a guy who would not be included in the assassination or not be involved because he was a peacenik. You know, he was much more liberal than he is, and he felt real slighted at that because he was trying to establish that he was involved. And he felt like Wilson had...
I didn't get that out of it. It was more like he was kind of anarchist.
Yeah, well, I think that's his present flavor.
Devoted to the arts on Book Waves, Art Waves at 1 p.m. with Richard Walensky, followed by the Visionary Activist Show with Caroline Casey at 2. That's every Thursday, midday at KPFA and KPFA.org.
Maybe you've been listening for years, even decades, and you appreciate how important KPFA is in your life. If you're a forward-thinking donor who wants future generations to benefit from KPFA's and unhindered creativity, then join KPFA's Legacy Circle and include KPFA in your will or living trust. For details, visit our website at kpfa.org. Thank you. In the next 70 years, the people will rise up and the gun lobby will collapse. No-nonsense gun legislation will take hold in school shooting, suicide, domestic...
Rich made a kind of smooth Chi-Town sound of thing. But if you wanted a gut-wrenching, soul-taking, down-home blues, you know, the kind of blues that your mama warned you about and the church warned you about, the kind of blues that made your hair stand on end, snatched you out of chairs, made you shout after a fool, jump up and dance, that good old makes you want to holler kind of blues... You have to come to Oakland. 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 Oakland, the blues mecca of the West Coast. Steve was as wild and sophisticated as you were.
Storytelling for social change on KPFA.
Yeah, excuse me? Right, right, that's right.
Is that is Bob a branch of that?
No, not in any...
It's his own religion.
Right.
It's his very own.
Connected philosophically.
He's the sole proprietor of the religion.
Yeah, in terms of friendship and, you know, general same direction. Because I think that Carrie Thornley and Greg Hill and the other mysterious member who started the Discordian Society probably had about the same thing in mind that... Smith and Drummond had when they were contacted by Dobbs and asked to write this whole book, or start the foundation. Actually, the book.
They're all part of the Illuminati, right?
Well, it's hard to tell. I don't think that
you don't know.
I don't think that any subgenius are part of the Illuminati. If that's what you're saying.
Hey, come on, let's get this entertained.
Who's this other guy? Yeah, well,
get
there's a music
the
right
here.
There.
What is this?
We got a
can
lot
start,
of callers.
Can you start that
here tonight? You're on the air, sir, or ma'am, whichever it might be, or a little kid.
It is, sir. Gentlemen, I have a couple of questions regarding the Church of the Subgenius.
Oh, another
first
one
of all,
is.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. We're always here, and we're never wrong.
How did the name Subgenius originate?
You gave it that to us about 11 years ago.
Don't you remember?
Sir.
And we have a person just like that waiting on line number 6. Just like that, waiting on line number 6.
Hello?
Hello, you're in the past?
I'm from the Intermediary Subgenius Foundation.
Well, we've got you on tape here.
Yeah. No, not me. I never called before.
We have you on tape
here. I know.
Here.
There are plenty of recordings out here.
You're Jimi Hendrix? No.
Jimi Hendrix Subgenius. Like, it's a thing where if you're... I wanted to make a request if you play something from the Berkeley concert. But I want to talk about, like, whipped cream and chocolate pies. Like, these Subgenius people were skating with chocolate pie and whipped cream, naked in the Subgenius sexual...
Well, are you a listener or are you here in the studio with us?
It's just the same old thing.
Are you a listener or are you here in the studio with us?
Sexual Subgenius.
Well, good night. Hello, you're here with Dr. Gabofram. Dr. Vreedy's...
That last caller had her voice sounded spoiler like mine, but it's not me. It's a weird thing hearing somebody that sounds like you on the air. It's almost like seeing... Never mind. Okay, now what about the church's special events? Are they planning to do anything this coming Monday with the anniversary coming up of the Dealey Plaza?
Well, the 24-hour Slackathon is scheduled for the that date. Oh, here come the dogs.
Are you a gentleman? Do you have...
Hey, look, I can't talk right now. These things are after me.
Show the movie, okay? Show the Dobbstown movie. I'm getting tired of this.
Right, wait.
Hey, we're going to go to Dobbstown movie now and narrate for you.
Okay, you gentlemen don't have anything
to do with
those.
We're going
to
go to Dobbstown movie now. No, we don't have anything to do at all. Something's happening here. I can't see the caller anymore, and that's fine. And I just
seems to
my helmet's fogging up.
What's that flashing light there?
What is?
Oh, flashing light there. Really?
What is?
Dr. Palmer would only show up. He'd bring the jokes with him. Dr. Palmer would only show up.
Have any of you people ever eaten the Ruskett cereal? It's real good.
Is that what the Subgenius religion has come to now, that we have to talk all night long about what kind of cereal we eat? I mean, this is supposed to be deep and meaningful. This is real religion. This isn't some stupid story that some salesman has. This is serious.
Well, we should be having the movie in a moment. Here it is now, as the Lies Foundation, Gary Gabofram and Puzzle Evidence take you on a tour of Dobbstown.
As the tiny, tiny soundtrack fades into the background, the terrible, boring radio show drags its way on.
And we enter the gates of Dobbstown, and the gas that permeates the jungle sweetens our nostrils once again. Feels great to be back, doesn't it? I can see the driver putting his face to the mirror now.
I can see the driver putting his face to the mirror now.
As we continue down the road, the muddy, horrible jungle road that brings you to the scary pit of hell, where you have to show your subgenius registration card like this.
You have to show your subgenius registration card.
Accubating takes place here. Probably the first you'll see at the camp.
Oh, that's much better. Thank you, Doctor.
Here at the Dobbstown main building,
well done.
Our legal tactics include ending universal education, limiting the prohibitions
on
kidnapping.
Now you know how it stands.
We, the subgenii, are at the mercy of the seething masses of human normals, who are unwitting tools in the interlocking rift of human insiders, who are tools of the men in black, who are tools of bodiless aliens, who are tools of Jehovah One, the planet brain god of wrath from the nth dimension, who in turn is battling the elder gods and their minions, and we'll just let it stop there for now. Individually, each of us is buffeted by social tidal waves, generally powerless.
Except here, the face of Dobbs comes down over the camp, scary, but made of dots,
but
as and with a giant pipe of glow.
Acting and moving like one.
So come on, what's the deal here? Do we give it all away on our own? Or do we go out and starve in the desert? Or do we bang ourselves into the head until we see God or Dobbs?
The world's subgenii will be immune to the false slack of the Pink Boys and shall overcome the conspiracy.
So the bleeding flavor of Dobbs once again becomes scary.
Too smudged.
So don't forget to call it 848-4425, even though you only get
by their 2 seconds
for the caller to ask our experts.
We see their subtle propaganda for what it is and joke about it, sitting there in front of the TV, pelting back.
I don't care to ask about the subgenius religion and the horrible torture that we have to go through every day, living life without slack, an entire world or universe without slack.
In the early 40s, an industrious young American salesman, while working late one night on an experimental television of his own design, was abruptly removed and translated astrally across the yawning gulfs of space and time to the very edge of Jehovah One itself.
We need
while
your
his body lay thrashing at home in a seizure-like trance, the young man's
and
consciousness
Bob,
took the brunt of the first brain-buffeting communication of countless more to come from the alien Yahweh. Awesome, gland-curdling pronouncements, which now form the sacred prescriptions of the church. Now, if we call this man stone and our mind path to slack the divine immaculation of J.R. Bob Dobbs, it transformed him overnight into history's sexiest,
Dobbs?
Most sensational
religious man, Dobbs.
And gave him the He takes daily threats to his life with cold courage and commits it all.
And cold drinks.
To listen to the foul anti music.
Just the way it is. There was this one time I remember. It was a real free boy. You know, it was a moron city. My brother Gary.
The most frequently invoked of all our
undogs, town became a morass of confusing edicts.
Exist or called from 2-bit magazine ads for which he modeled,
or
grainy frame blows from grade Z monster movies in which he played bit parts. We are forever in search of the historic Dobbs. Dobbs is one of those rare adepts who walks the earth every few centuries. Those ascended masks, far greater way. Those ascended masks, black realities.
Countless
treading every cosmic
kept us
mind
from the clutches of the Yakti,
higher and lower mentality,
the bad aliens.
Bob will spot it when the messages beamed into his head from vast numbers of discord for spirit, demons, dear departed, praise saints, mystical communes, dear departed, praise saints, alien space intelligences, and godlike entities from all seven circles of the before life, and most crucial of all, from the Jehovah.
message, so, more acts of ruination.
Same basic message, that there is a world beyond this.
Dobbstown. The spooky Sabdini.
For those of you who are wondering, all of these radio shows, tapes, and stories have been transcribed and will be available by writing to the Dallas Plunge and asking them for the Puzzling Evidence Book of Lies featuring Gary Gabrofan and Bob. The
And as we cue in our flexiness,
the other half right out into the street.
We find exactly what these lies are.
Get back! Get back! Get back!
First Fist Temple Lodge in the Church of the Subgenius. Nerve center for all Subgenius missionary mercenary activities. Here, Dobbs commands the grudging respect of his iron-jawed men and women. He's always in the front line.
Bofram here.
The most
I think it's
mission.
For you, Dr. Bofram.
Yes, Bofram here.
Somebody answer the phone.
Yes, we can't call you until you answer your phone. So if we can't call you, please, you answer your phone. So if we can't call you, please, you answer your phone. So if we can't call you, please, you answer your phone.
Rarely seen in the musty rooms of desk-bound scribes of genii. After weeks of absence, he'll suddenly show up.
Who is that guy in there?
Absorbing his briefing,
I don't know.
Almost absentmindedly and abruptly.
I brought his sister here last week.
I really like these fast taxis here in Dogtown.
Just went on.
Yeah, the
subgenius lost
really
and found located at
4425. It's really amazing, you know, Doug.
I am back and off. I can never tell what's happening here. I am back and off. I can never tell what's happening.
Well, use an accordion and go to jail, but
that's the law.
It's Bob!
Wotan, Wotan, Norris go.
It's Bob!
Norse got to the coastland, Norse.
Go to sleep, like a broken little down.
Genius subliminal party.
Why do they do it?
At 8:30,
what's left? There's nothing left in their minds.
Well, we'd like to welcome you to the Absolute Noise Hour. It's a Wotan, the first live one that's covered the airwaves here in Berkeley.
Yes, anti-music drives out the anti-bob, and if you don't believe that...
Join us around the campfire and sing a few songs sometime, okay?
Okay.
Let's turn the cement mixer up to high here and get started.
Paul, would you toss a couple more bags of slack here in the pit?
We've got bags and bags of slack here. Anytime you want to deliver them, I mean, rather have them delivered. I mean, delivering them is so much fun. I keep forgetting that only a few of us can do that. Just call up.
And a half dimensions to your 3.5 Einstein dimensions for unlimited.
Yes, the anti-music is the most sacred and holy part of being a subgenius. We believe that anti-music drives out the anti-bob. And if you could tell us why we should drive out the anti-bob, you can win this accordion. Yes, call in. Someone please call and give us the name of the person who wrote that song. My Gabofram, Let Me Down Again. You will see one free accordion in the mail, courtesy of the Subgenius Church.
8484425.
Courtesy of the Subgenius Church.
8484425.
Subgenius Church. And as we begin to warm up the machinery and prepare the pit to be open,
We ask that the head be placed high on the dais placed here.
Before of life, we must first have
three-dimensional image of Dobbs.
We also have a special prize for that listener who can identify how many subdinis it takes to screw in a light bulb. Yes, it's an old question, but one that's available to many here at the station. I know it sounds stupid, but you can be part of it. Why? I don't know. I know that many of you call in on a regular basis.
Remember,
we certainly don't mean to disabuse
there,
you. Caller number 15. The one right on schedule, of course. Let's go to caller number 15.
Who is on the tape recorder in the left?
And the churchyard was for me.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Mr. Maxwell. It's hard.
You're not giving away accordion?
Yes. Yeah. Use an accordion, go to jail.
Use an accordion, go to jail. It's the law.
Accordion, go to jail.
Use an accordion, go to jail.
What's the song again?
It's the law.
What's the song again? We're breaking the accordion up right now, so I'm afraid you won't.
We'll stuff
late
in the box and mail it to you by about 6 in the morning.
How much of the accordion do you need there?
The most insupportable to the game. Want the whole thing.
Okay, you'll have to put it back together, but it should be there.
Right here. See, we really do have an accordion here.
Hey, Subgenius Music, how do you define that?
Wotan.
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 Yeah, Wotan. Great god of the Norse land. He's also the mad sculptor who puts together the amazing sound tapes. Not from Puzzling Evidence. That's a completely different school and a much better guy. And he does the flexibus.
Can we hear some more of that Subgenius music?
Sure.
Can we hear some more of that Subgenius music?
Sure.
Can we hear some more of that Subgenius music?
Sure.
Good doctors for
extreme prejudice.
Delayed.
Good doctors for tools and pills.
Doctors that aren't
good doctors for healing guns.
They'll all be
good doctors for those who have dropped by just now. Good doctors for Nina Hagen. Good doctors for.
If I send in a tape of Anna music, we play it.
We sure will.
In fact, you can actually get Anna music tapes if you're really interested. You can send to the Church of the Suburbs and request the So Bad Band. They'll send you for $7.95 or something. I don't know exactly how much it is, but if you reach Stark Fist, the order coupons in the back.
Yeah, well, you know, if you grow your own brow, you can get your own show.
The dogs will lose it.
It's a really bad band.
We're in the same 50. It's nothing so bad. The world. Let's go. Let's beat the world tonight.
Come on,
people. Where are you?
Sorry, I can't even hear myself in here. I'm trying to tell you.
Looking chicks. You got some handles over there. You mothers, you young mothers that are still up. The baby's crying.
We could cue in this caller because I know he's somewhere in there.
Coming over the hills and becoming part of the amazing.
What if you woke up some morning and there was no radio? It sounds like the beginning of a short story, you know.
It's a very long story that's happened in many places. In fact, the city of Dallas lost their radio station just a few years ago because the listeners did not send in their pledges. And in that way, they indeed lost out on all of their own listener-censored and listener-sponsored radio. And it was a very scary thing indeed.
Radio.
So we don't want that to happen here. Although I don't ever think there's a threat of that happening here in Berkeley. But
no.
Ever alert, ever awake, forewarned is forearmed, and the subdinis are now turning cool. Oh, no, they're not. Well, I just saw a Cadillac flashing past. That's the baseline, but
that's Bob's car.
What'd you say that for?
Well, it's Bob's car.
Well, you won't give me $2, you know? I got that much money. I'm matched. All right, I'm matched. All the money pledged in the next
hour. We've been a lot happier
when I'm 25. So if you really want to hurt me and torture me, call up right now and pledge $150.
Come on. Sure. Let's hurt you.
It won't hurt that.
Okay, we will.
So wake up the caller.
In a second. I want to tell you first about who it was. The guy who always comes through. My father just came in from Florida. He called from the airport and pledged $50. All right, let's hear it.
Oh, hello there. I'm Rick Mayes, talking to you on behalf of the Royal Corporation about today's energy situation. You know, If we all just sacrifice a little, we can pull together to beat the current problems of not enough energy. Monolithic is doing its part by killing most of the birds that nest around our beautiful oil refineries. Birds eat up a lot of food.
I didn't mean anything by it. It just seemed like the airwaves were getting so crowded with things all of a sudden.
Fewer birds, you
but then, poof, it was energy. All over. And they kept forgetting that no one could ever were able to finish. Jobs that were never finished. The nightmare missions. The nameless missions. All of those things which affected us.
That's what I mean.
Leaving the old folks outside is nothing new. The Eskimos do it all the time. And they know a thing or two about surviving in cold weather without much heat. You betcha. When you drive, don't take your foot off the gas, the stop signs, red lights, little children, or anything.
Yeah, keep driving at an amazingly fast speed. In fact, if you see a school bus, speed up. You never know what you can score.
Oh, there's one right through the windshield. And, well, that's about 15 points.
Gasoline. Stay at 55, dead or alive, foot to the floor.
We want more. Miles, that
not
is.
Ours. Monolithic Oil Corporation.
No.
We want you to.
This is so.
Then I can pilot this.
We want you to.
This is so.
Then I can pilot this.
We want you to.
This is so.
We want you
to. Get this kid to get on
the air. Hello?
What happened to her?
Hi.
Hi
there. Hello there, Hughes.
Hi, Paul.
It's really
kind of hard to talk here.
Yeah, well, you know, if you wouldn't have...
Power's been cut.
You got us here, you idiot.
What?
Wellman hadn't made us listen to this tape all night.
This is the worst show yet.
I know. Well, at least they could give us a real studio or something.
I'm going to tell you another.
How much do they pay you guys anyway?
We're the best in the West. We pass every test.
How much do they pay you guys anyway?
We're the best in the West. We pass every test. And you're welcome to try it. Test your wits, Wick. Get with it. Get with it.
Yes, Bob.
Well...
Yes, Paul's back.
Well,
in a fit of rage, he left the studio only to find Samuels hadn't opened yet.
There I am.
Ah, that's nice. I was really afraid you'd left us, Doctor.
Well, I've come back against my better judgment to the radio church of this organization. The callers are insulted a mile a minute.
Yes,
Darby. We know there's at least three or four of you out there.
The customers, as we call them.
Some call us immoral, some call us lucky.
And we know
even call us
the one of our forebears, Dr. Kent Collins, told us only 2 ounces of apples on the number 8. And we wondered for years what this meant.
Well, now, there. I knew one of these microphones had to work.
And the telephone does too, and its number is 848-4425.
And kick that!
848-4425.
Are there?
And a right to the side! And a left!
Well,
it's brutal!
Trapped on one side now. I'm way over here on one side.
I was over there earlier.
Where am I if you're over
here? This is simple. So confused here.
We practice.
Well, the church continues to be confusing and scary.
Yes. There's no
the jokes
slack,
ran thin.
And our pets aren't here.
The time is too.
The coffee's cold. We can't do anything anymore except
it seems
break down.
Sub D's have taken over.
It seems break down.
Sub D's have taken over. Seems that
break down.
Sub D's have taken over. Seems that
sub
D's have taken over. Seems that
sub
D's have taken over.
Seems that
Sabdini's have taken over.
Well, I feel much better now that that's over.
Well, you know, if you take this stuff, it makes you sort of excited and sort of up. You've got a few things to say. Nobody seems to care. You finish some of what you have to say and then fall down, but have a hard time getting to sleep. You're rapping, even though you know, like, exactly everyone else is, like, saying the same thing. It's so incredibly funny when it like happens that it's experiential.
Northern and Central California.
It makes you real excited. You get an enormous amount to say. Everyone likes you, including the girls.
Well, almost everyone likes the brow.
The people in the room just aren't there anymore. Just yourself and your blood engorged head. You might be damaged.
Whatever you are, holy it is living, and
you might not come back.
Why do we ask?
You're an aberrant, drooling social pig, and it's fun.
Celibacy is not
hereditary.
Your
mind is like squashed and you're permanently damaged, but you're laughing so hard you like you don't even notice. Afterwards you forget it happened, but your friends like, you know, they like tell you.
Yet so simple that while I
lose consciousness, your brain deteriorates while you're asleep. You probably don't wake up again.
As we hit
the
scary mansion,
don't notice.
And
away
the darkness arrives.
Men of genius who had directed their inquiries to a
small tourist group of dentists
that I alone
eating alone at the Dobbs house. They had ordered a side of three.
And maybe we should discuss the history of Wotan so that people understand exactly what it was we were talking about, or what it was we were talking about, or what it was were we were talking about. Because Wotan is a constant.
KPFA. You're in the air, officer.
I am Subgenius Cream Cheese. I am Subgenius Cream Cheese. Subgenius Cream Cheese. My world is cream cheese. Also mashed potatoes and gravy with Subgenius Jimi Hendrix chocolate pies covered with Bob Nelson delights. I live at the Subgenius University Hotel, and Tinkerbell is my fairy godfather.
What else you gotta say for yourself?
Is that all?
I love Subgenius Milk. I love Subgenius Bob. And I love Subgenius Ronald Reagan Plastic Blow Up Doll.
Plastic Blow Up Doll.
Subgenius Show.
I'm in love Stations with the mix. Cream Cheese Man.
Stations.
With the cream. I'm in love with the cream cheese.
This is indeed the first church of a disorganized mess all over the floor, and
a genius mind.
It's a bit difficult to find out exactly
love
what we
song
need.
Number 33. Excuse me, I'm undergoing.
Hello, hello. Landscaping operations have started now, and the doctors are working out over there.
You
can see
hear them in the corner
at the operating table, working as hard as they can on the things that they know best. The landscape. Well, look out there. You got to stay out of the way of the flying organs because they are really missed.
These doctors mean business.
If you have to remove a liver, you just reach in like this and pull it out. No problem. Have to rearrange a few DNA molecules, you just reach deep into the...
Yes, hello.
Wow. Hello, Wah.
Hello?
Hello,
Wah. Hi there.
No, you can go ahead now. Get out of the box.
Hello.
Yes, get out.
Yes, welcome
come on,
out.
Come on
yes,
out.
You're talking to
Don't
Dr.
be scared
Vreese
of the
here.
Light. There we go. Okay. That's right. It's your party now. How do you feel?
All right.
I can't hear you.
You can't.
It's a party now. How do you feel? Come on. You having a good time or not? Why do you bother calling us up?
Yeah.
Have another drink?
There's
you having fun or what?
Caller, did you give up?
Caller, hey, we're having a really hard time here trying to take this
California.
Call.
Caller, did it's you like, give up?
It's a little fatter than
caller,
the other
calls did you give up?
Usually come in. We're really fatter than
caller,
the other calls
did you give up?
Usually come
did you
in.
Give up?
So you're going to have to speak real
caller,
loud and thin.
Caller,
all letters.
Oh, well. It's a bit difficult. I know that
lost
it's
that.
Yes,
there,
yes,
wait.
Yes, hello there.
Well, we will be tomorrow when we
you're,
broadcast.
You're coming
this.
Into focus now.
Slowly spinning.
And this is the craziest phone call I've ever heard.
Well, that's because there's too many doctors in the suit.
You ain't kidding. Thank you.
I've
got it, man. Thank you. I've got it, man. Thank you. Thank you.
Two full hours of complete repetition and complete the sad, tiny sound.
Well, Gaprofram was left by himself in the studio. Nobody cared what he said or Gaprofram what he was left by himself talking about. And they all went home.
No one would give me any more slack.
Yeah, they took his truck and they took his whole business.
Not even
took
all of his boats, his whole fleet. Ask me a question.
The magic number there can be reached for one of the holiest of Bobs. Many of the Dobbs here available are kind of like those plaster statues you buy, except they're much more powerful. The pipes actually light up, and the miracles can happen. Certain things happen, you understand, in your house, in your family. If you saw the Amityville Horror, you saw kind of a quiet version of what happens during that sort of thing happens. Or if you saw Poltergeist, you know what can happen if you have kids, and they're allowed to see the Bob material. It isn't as scary as like your TV coming alive. It's much more frightening because your fireplace and your phone and everything else begin to talk to you.
Yes, and here at our subgenius beach party, we're attempting to reach the docks.
There are no docks, but we just don't know if it's going to be a complete connection. The second ring of the amazing Dobbstown hotline. The second ring of the amazing Dobbstown hotline.
These people, if they do join us, we're... will be some of the holiest of folks. That,
hello, is Mike there?
Yeah, I'm going.
Okay, here we go, see?
We're waiting the arrival of...
Okay, here we go, see?
Reverend Sterno Kekler.
Okay, here we
go.
He'll be able to immediately focus in on the problems at hand in the world immediately. I think give us a kind of answer. If we can almost hear him, we'll have to be careful because this is a very tenuous satellite link to Dobbstown. Again, and I don't hear him at all. Well, maybe he's probably, you know, they have to pull him out of the extra meditation chamber, one of those holy places. He stays there pretty much 48 hours a week. But I just still don't...
What makes him one of the most primary doctors?
Oh, this drumbeat, for one, and this amazing footage. You can see Sterno walking to the phone. Just can't hear him.
Drum set.
Is somebody there talking? I hear something.
I hear the caller.
Yes, I hear the caller, too. Hello, caller. Hello, Sterno caller.
Yes, do you have a question you'd like to ask us?
Here on the radio, all the way in California.
We can torture you with, or perhaps something that we can give you in the form of...
From far away Dobbstown.
At one time, you guys actually saw Krager eat a pill sandwich. Perhaps you could verify this.
We saw it.
Yeah.
The pill sandwich? Yeah.
I'll
do it. Well, I wasn't there, but I read about it.
This is Revelation.
Yes.
There we go. Yes, Sterno, it's true. We saw the giant pills and the Gabroframs and the entire helicopter attack when it happened. But how are things there in Dobbstown?
Well, so anyway, last night, a beautiful man, his name was Sean, and he just went,
Glee?
That's hurt.
It just must have shocked the living glee out of you.
Well, I'd like to know how we come up with our ideas.
Hey, answer your phone, would you?
Okay, well, we're live on the air to probably tens and tens of people here in California.
Dobbstown, Tanganyika.
Well, sometimes.
Yes, here at radio station KPFA, phone rings all the time.
Can you get...
And only our agent
speak
from
a little more loudly,
stop.
Please.
Keep the noise.
Can we
plug Dobbstown satellite back in?
Sitting there, go boom, boom, boom. Suddenly, like a light bulb comes on her head, and we'll just switch it around.
That's us. No, that was your phone ringing. It wasn't a light bulb in your head. It was the phone.
I'm not pretty sure we're going. How do we do that?
Yes, and this is the Slack hotline, Dr. Sterno.
Subgenius Woman's Whipped Cream Collective.
Yes, a subgenius woman's work is never done.
And do you have a question for Sterno? Do you have a question for Sterno?
Yes?
In Dobbstown. Sterno,
yes?
can you hear the question, Sterno?
I have to ask a question, Sterno. Where could I get a hold of 250,000 gallons of subgenius whipped cream to take a bath with? Ooh.
Do you hear
hear the questions, Sturdo?
I want to take the back of the subgenius one.
Now, here in the tiny little subgenius radio station, we have to be very quiet so we can hear Dr. Sturdo's answer.
We're falling like this, and things get very tiny. The man with x-ray eyes comes out of the
closet. So are you there, Dr. Sturdo?
I think I'm going to go swimming in
whipped cream. Let's give Sturdo space to answer here.
A chance to rant.
Things are
Come
getting,
on, Sturdo,
yeah.
rant.
Okay, well, see. Anyway, well, we just want to tell you that every time I've had you...
Is it Sturdo?
Are we still here?
Talk faster, Sturdo.
I can't hear Sturdo. I can't hear the jellyhead generation working out.
Subgenius lizard torturing lessons. That's what he's trying to tell you about.
What? How long ago did you go to sleep?
Hello?
Hello, you're still here. We just have to work with this connection.
Yes,
still through the satellite.
Don't worry about these dogs. They're
Goodbye.
Asleep.
And I ate all the subgenius with cream, and she can't take a bath.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Subgenius porn story.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Subgenius
One
porn
woman's tortured story of... How subgenius
occasionally
and
we
their
have
politics
to disintegrate the random
caller who gets carried away with the power of the airwaves. It seems that some people
hurts.
Just
think we've become carried away with the power of the airwaves and we can't even hear the caller. I mean, we can't even hear the reverend.
We produce for
Brofran. We need to use those tails to keep the children in line.
Aha. How many children do you have now at the colony? Yeah, well,
this is Gabofram. You're talking to you right here.
And this is Puzzling Evidence, and Lies Foundation is here, and we're live on KPFA in the middle of the night. No, actually, it's about 5 in the spleener.
Wednesday, though. It's Wednesday here.
Yes, and it's also where America's Day begins.
In Arkansas.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I'd like to be in Arkansas, but, you know.
Dobbs makes us do this radio show entirely in the dark. It's really, really hard to...
It's cold and wet down here, and I wish they'd give me some money someday so I could buy some cigarettes.
Yes, you don't get much of an allowance from KPFA. It's a listener-supported station, and they just don't have the extra dollars to keep subgenius on the allowance, so we have to live on the small amount of slack we can
do
get
they,
in the
do they
Smith
let you,
payments.
Do they let you out in the sunlight there?
Do they Smith let you payments?
Do they let you out in the sunlight there?
Do they
Smith
let you
payments?
Occasionally, depending upon which World Cup golfer we're involved with.
Okay, could you tell us exactly what happened with this World Cup golfer decapitation business? We know that at the second subcontinent actually happened, but how did this come about in essence?
Okay, well, in the beginning, there was nothing. Vibration, and it was Doctors for Bob.
Uh-huh.
And there was a tiny trailer that was revealed to us as a sanctified location. So
we're still waiting for that to happen here.
There. It was that one time. You remember those chicks?
Let's not talk about that one time.
The other time we went out to the trailer, he got the head. And it was...
They launched the head, that is.
Well, it was kind of at the end of a board one time. He had a face like a zoo. And he jumped up and down on it, and he threw that glass that he had in his hand, and it just
there he goes
on the piano.
Yeah, we can see
Reverend Sturdo, could we ask you also what happened to Jane or Hyperplates and the entire staff of Ranters that was once in such prevalence there?
That was the time that he went up on that piano.
Well, was that the time of P then?
All that broken glass on the floor, and it drove a small shard about 3 inches.
Well, did the doctors remove it, or did they just leave it there, or did they just put it in the back of his head where it belongs?
Well, like I was saying, they put it, he was face up, and the bo- bottom of Snavely's foot.
Well, if he was face up, he must have almost been entirely covered with slack.
Yeah, he puts it down.
Was he in the lawn man conjecture at that point?
Well, he put it down real forcefully and kind of started smearing it around on the side of his head. And first one cheek and then the other and then the forehead. So these rivulets of life-sustaining bodily fluids were flowing down the front of
his face. Yes,
we realized we had something. We realized that something was...
Are you in a trance state right now?
We're fixing the brake.
Is the Overman there?
Yep. So, anyway, so he blowed up that building. So, it looked pretty good. He got it on 35mm film. It's kind of fast, but it was going down. So that head just started making an arc over the top of the trailer. And you know those boys from the East Coast, they had built that small, it was pretty small, it was about a 2 milliwatt laser beam. So that was where the rumors of the holograms first originated. And
I'm inviting you all. Oh, there goes the head right now.
See,
we just saw it here. We're 3 hours later than
well,
you.
Well,
saw it here. We're
are you in a trance
here.
State? Do you even exist?
Saw it here.
Are you in a trance state? Do you even exist?
Yes. Is Dr. Sterno real, or did we bring him here on tape? Yes. Is Dr. Sterno real, or did we bring him here on tape? We think he's real. What do you think?
848-4425 to talk to Sterno Keck Haver in Arkansas, who you can't even hear.
Don't try. Come on.
Come
get
on.
Get up off your duck.
Yeah. Let's do it. Save America.
Send a check. Yeah.
Are we going to see it on the Senate?
North Little Rock, Arkansas. We'll be glad to get the literature out to them. And many will enclose personal photos.
What's that address?
We can promise you
what's that address?
Here in the savage mind of the country's interior.
Address?
Here in endeavor to mind of the country's interior.
Address?
In every aspect of...
what's the address, Sterno?
Address?
That's box 5444, North Little Rock. It's box 5444, North Little Rock. It's box 5444, North Little Rock.
Florida, no.
72119.
No.
Yes.
72119.
72119.
To the bottom line church of the Behest dead golfer head or something like that.
In the living Trevinoway delegation will probably
be there too.
They will
hit you back at some point.
Now they're gonna muck it up.
Oh well, it's just one of those little joke patterns anyway. He's gone forever.
Well, at least now we can start this radio show up again. Hey, let's take it from the top.
Some music. Yeah, and
maybe if we queued in one of the doctor bands, perhaps.
Los Angeles Approach Control, this is Cessna 0281 Echo 119.3.
Oh, there you are.
Cessna 81 Echo, Los Angeles Approach Control. Roger.
Can you hear me,
Cessna?
Doctor?
Yeah, we're still linked up, Doctor.
We can't...
We've reached the doctor.
Hello. It was mighty cold out there in the tiny little room.
Yes,
cut off far away from the board.
We're all back inside now.
The callers called for his thing, and we insulted him right away. Got rid of those guys.
Yes, because you don't need him around much anymore.
Yoga is as yoga does. There's no in between. You're either with it on the ball, or you're on the scene.
I will see if you like that slag. It takes now you know. How can I have you been?
Yes, thank you.
we'll just leave that alone right now and stay here on ourselves, by ourselves on the air.
Lock the door now. We've gained control of the station.
Yes, it's Dr.
The engineer has left.
A lot of DJs finally have
We've taken over, finally.
Yes, this is our show now, and we're going to tell you what
Nobody's
to do.
Nobody's going
to
stop us.
Go to your radio right now. Turn it up all the way. Stand in front of your radio.
That's
Listen
right.
Listen to me tell you what to do.
Or I'll give and... you something to cry about.
Okay, open your refrigerator up.
How can you?
Take the music
You're
off.
You're such a kid.
It's been recent.
Throw all your food on the floor.
Frankly,
now,
I don't
go get your girlfriend. Tear her pajamas off.
Dude,
take all the food, throw all the food on your
we
girlfriend.
We take them out
now
to sunny Spain. Spain, the home
turn
of the
Moors,
and the conquistador.
Get in the bathtub. Now, turn the radio down so everything is...
Hi, hi, hi.
This is my palace. How do you like it, white man?
This subliminal moment was brought to you by Health.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I want a superliminal message. I'm tired of all these subliminals.
Don't we have any other sponsors on this station?
No, there's only one.
Brought to you by Helco.
And it is he. And her, both, actually.
H-E-L-L-C-O.
The only one, Al. Slow down. I'm writing this down.
H-E-L-L Go!
Actually, I think it's K.
How
many inhabitants? Or maybe it's a C and a K.
No. In the studio?
Oh, let me have a C!
Okay, how many inhabitants in Helco?
How many? 999, I think.
No, it's going up now.
It's going
plus or minus
up.
999.
Oh, your stats are way wrong. You must be in the Dole campaign.
Well, it was actually an outdated report. It's the only one I could get a hold of.
So, you've been dating out. I've seen that report. Here's the entrance to Helco. Tell it to the judge.
Don't forget to put the coins on your eyes as you enter Helco.
You have to give them to the old, disgustingly non-boatman.
We should be doing commercials for Helco.
Pilots his pathetic launch across the oily river.
So let's go blow up the phone company then. We'll save you from all of this
Satan.
Hideous work that you have to do just to pay the bill.
Satan.
Yes.
Body parts.
I want to know.
Bodily functions.
Where, if you're going short, garbage go.
We have bodily functions and body parts for you.
It goes to the demon Baal Fagor.
Nightly, 24 hours
a day. Does the garbage
We're still looking for more participants in the ministry show. You know, we could use some of those bodily parts.
All garbage
there.
And
you never know. Bodily functions, we could use those too.
Goes to the realm of Baal Fagor.
I mean, when you no longer have bodily parts and bodily functions,
what are you left with?
You're left
Every
with, what station are you listening to? What's the point?
From
scaffolding.
From state.
Go!
The Ministry Gallery.
What station is this?
Do they have
KPFA?
There.
94.1 FM on your radio dial with KPFB in Berkeley and KFCF in the fungus-shrouded valley of Fresno, California.
Whoa, whoa.
If we had no bodily functions and no bodily parts, this would be a non-sponsor.
That's
silly.
H-E-L-L.
I like that one. I like that one. Let's use that one.
Commercial
so what can people obtain at
McSatan's prevents them from view?
What can people obtain at McSatan's in the desert?
Oh, we already talked about that. What was it? The mold and dirt hot dogs and the, what was it? Oh, it was the popsicles that take your souls to hell. As soon as you lick them, he's got your soul.
Wow, so but you get a hot dog.
And cigarettes.
You got to pay for it, you know, but
do they let you finish the hot dog?
Yeah, you get to finish it.
Oh,
you can stand the dirt.
You can get cigarettes.
You'll get Satan's wine breath in the back of his hand. Brought to you by Helco.
With H-E-L-L. Helco.
How much do they pay that guy to do that?
I don't know.
Man, it's not enough.
All right, now simmer down. The next part of our program is not for the faint-hearted.
Hello, this is Michael from Oakland. I have a question for Satan.
Okay, yes, hello.
Well, Satan, tell me, where is the Helco dump?
Satan is real.
H-E-L-L. Helco.
Yes, but this is about the dump.
Arizona or something?
This is about the dump. The Helco dump.
Where is the Helco dump?
Where's the Helco dump? I thought it all was
dump.
The Helco dump.
Helco.
is located approximately 100 miles north of Reno in the Black Rock Desert of Nevada.
Damn it to hell anyway.
Yeah, that's where it happens.
That's beautiful. You're going to make me cry. I love that. That's what my mom is.
There he goes. Look, he's turned into a whirling dervish.
Bodily parts and bodily functions just keep waking me up in the middle of the night, and they're not my own, and I want something done about it. Is this Helco?
Small H-E-double-L. Helco.
Wait, what's this? Bodily functions on the floor? I think that looks like something I could help you with there.
Now, let's go over that again. You say you saw some sort of monster?
Yes, it's a bodily function. Munchkins,
I'm right? Sure you munchkin, thought you yeah, saw what, what you say you saw. You know, the human mind's a funny thing. It can play strange tricks. But there just are no monsters. Now, go home, and I'm sure it'll all look different in the morning.
I have to be going now.
Take two pills, call me in the morning. I don't care which two
pills.
That's
all right, it's on me. Monsters, these crazy kids.
Wow. They didn't really see a monster, do you think, Ed?
Of course they did. The place is crawling with them. Look, right there. Six legs, one long central tendril like a tentacle, a pulsating testicular inflating bags on the forepart of the cephalothorax or carpes with an overarching scorpion sting
and all that
bat-like
slime.
Wings, the horns of a goat, a body of a Nubian child.
Ed, that's my girl you're Fred. Talking about there.
Yeah? First in war, first in peace, and first in the hearts of his people.
Where do the angels go?
There are no angels, dear. That's a fallacy.
Where do the angels go in Helco? I want to know so I can go.
They're always there.
Okay, come to Papa Satan's. All angels come to Papa Satan's.
They are eternal things. That means they are always there when you look for them. There they are, right there. And they're never going to be anywhere else, neither.
Where are they at Trago?
Where they are.
They go to Trago. That's right.
Can you Trago?
I Trago.
God made the angels before he made
I say
us.
Go Trago.
And he loves them more. He doesn't care about us. We can strangle in agony and sin, but the angels are all so goody good get to live forever, and not one of them goes to hell.
Oh, that was Jello.
Okay. He loves them best.
H-E-L-L. Helco!
From silken Samarkand to cedar to Lebanon.
Satan!
Unaccustomed as I am, the public speaking.
Yes,
from the rocks
and mountain
coast of Maine.
I'm sorry, what this?
We've met before.
We have. Really?
Do you have that?
The angelic fallacy? Which department are
I'm
the
sorry,
angelic fallacy?
Yes, I have moldy green skin, that's right.
And were you by my bedside in, at around 1985?
Yes, I was, and I liked everything I saw.
Back in old bedside manner.
But I want to say, I am an angel. I'd like to come to...
An angel of light, I hope.
The angel of light, exactly.
Not you know, I seem to remember you now that you mention it.
I'd like to come to this event, but I'm afraid of my wings getting singed by all this fire.
And airborne pollution.
Airborne pollution.
I can guarantee you safety throughout the whole thing, dear. You come and see me, Papa Satan, at Papa Satan's Bistro, and I will guarantee your safety. Why? It'd be like walking through Compton with Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson.
Yikes.
Most interesting, innovation.
Where
personal computers.
And you like that?
A microwave.
Like walking through the, like walking through Compton with Mike Tyson.
Pocket.
You're protected.
Fax
machines.
From everybody else except Mike, of course.
Video recorders, communication satellites.
I must fly now.
Barcodes.
Oh, please fly, but come back.
Integrated circuit.
I must go now.
Automated teller machine.
Please.
And then dial your operator.
Velcro. Touch tone telephone.
Sego.
Laser.
Sego.
Apollo lunar spacecraft.
taker.
Computer disk.
All right, somebody disconnect the line. I had enough of this.
Organ transplant surgery while you wait.
Why? Because she didn't call you?
Fiber optic transmission system.
Don't get denied, Satan.
Disposable diaper.
Hallelujah.
Disk operating system.
Would anybody like some coffee?
Magnetic resonance.
Hey.
Thanks, that tastes great.
Gene splicing.
That's a good song.
Tie dyeing. Stonewashing. Microsurgery technique. Camcorder.
They do all of that in the desert.
Space yeah, shuttle. They take them all. Each person has to have everything he's saying.
Home smoker.
Hope you've been taking notes.
Cat stand.
Equa Helco.
Liquid crystal display. Computer.
I guess we're in the tunnels now, right? And you've taken a whole bunch of echinacea and mahuang.
And mineral drops.
And mineral drops. And suddenly the water is starting to rise really quickly.
Our must be allowed to live in peace with no thoughts of echinacea. None whatsoever.
Princess Echinacea.
I went to high school with her.
I saw a little like voodoo effigy that was mutilated and shoved full of 1,000 pins.
Poca Romulus.
And now Disney is going to make its Tarzan movie, and so Tarzan will be turned into this PC cutesy pie fol-de-rol crap pap, and from then on it'll be Walt Disney's Tarzan.
Like
he's
tired.
Nobody else can ever do an interpretation again.
And here's Tarzan now, retired in Van Nuys.
With his goofball animal friends.
Tarzan!
He has six red cars and two whole zoos that are named after him.
Boy, he sure has a gut.
Elton John and Bette Midler and
amateurish behavior.
The Louvain brothers, Pigmeat Markham and his wife, and the cast of Falcons.
All of which are brought to you by Helco.
Vocal talents of Florence Henderson and Ed Asner.
Florence Henderson. My, it's been a long time since I've heard old Florence.
Special guest star Sandy Duncan.
She was in Clowns.
With Dean Jones.
Opening
as
shot.
Frog face.
Did you see that?
I can't say I saw that.
Oh, wonderful opening shot to a movie.
And it should have been shot right there at the opening.
Florence Henderson with a clown. That's disgusting.
Oh, you saw that. The one night stand with Shakespeare's clown. Yeah. The horrible running mascara face of doom in the morning. Yeah.
The horrible smeared clown makeup.
Now, you'd think that would cure a guy of being an alcoholic right there. But
that would make even Jonathan Carroll sick.
But what kind of mind would want to listen to all this?
Rancid.
Let alone watch it if it could be watched, and we're not simply an effusion of notes on the vapor of the air.
Win a night with Florence Henderson.
And Flea.
What a treat.
Yeah, I'll say. Just imagine the cuddly evening it would be.
Let's talk about something else.
All right.
Yes?
I'd like to talk about...
You mean radio station WUSY in Lexington, Kentucky? Our affiliate sister station.
Let's just be serious now.
On the serious.
I'm so serious.
That's no just, humor after
are you serious?
A quarter after yeah, 1 a.m.
Let's really be serious.
Our policy.
Should I?
All
yeah,
serious.
Yeah, I try to be serious all the time.
Yeah.
No jokes.
All right.
And no laughter.
Okay, that's good.
Only
calming down.
Solemnity and yes. Gravity.
I like being serious. Maybe you could take us through like a calm down, like meditation.
No vulgar tittering, laughing,
let's
snickering.
Strip away all.
Here we
no
go.
Vulgar hee-haws of the barnyard.
Strip away
the oafish snorts of rustic humor.
All right.
Or the regulated intellectual titter of the withered egghead. None of these shall profane
if I can't
the
get
blessed
through you. How can I get through
humorless
to you? How can I get through to you?
Lie back and imagine you're clothed in cement pajamas.
Yes.
Feels kind of good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But as it hardens, you may find it harder to move about.
It'll all right. Keep us more serious.
Well, it's hardening.
For more radio comedy.
All right.
It's hardening. Yeah. I can feel it.
It's an aggregate.
I can feel it. I can feel it.
Oh, man.
My mind is going.
All right.
Good afternoon.
Starting to constrict.
I am a HAL 9000.